We are learning Masechet Rosh Hashanah of Chav Zayin on Beis, and we are continuing now the Hilchos, the Halachos of Shofar. Zok the Mishnah. Shofar shenistak. A shofar that cracked in half. That's how Tosis learns up in Rashi. It cracked in half in two pieces. But Dovka, you glued it back together. It's possible. Dibek, and tomorrow we'll elaborate on these Halachos. Dibek shivrei shofaris. If you, a whole shofar smashed the smithereens and you stuck it back together, it's also possible. Nikev, you got a hole, v'sosmoi, and you stuffed up the hole, ima akeves atakia apostle, mamlav kosher. And this is already machlokes rishonim, how to learn what it means, ima akeves atakia. That means you have a hole in the shofar and you stuffed it up. So ima akeves atakia means, according to the Ran, means if after I stuffed it up, the takia sounds different, then it's possible. But if it sounds the same, then it's kosher. Even though when it had the hole, it didn't sound good, but if I stuff it up and it sounds the same, then it's batel and it's kosher. That's what Iran learns. Tosfos learns a little bit different. It's talking about if it made noise, if the noise changed before I stuffed it up, so then when I stuff it up, it becomes like it's a shofar of a davar acher. It's not only a shofar. It's like a shofar with something else. It's like and that's why it's a problem. So it's Ran and Tosfos had to learn this line. Then the Mishnah goes further. If it sounds familiar, that's good. If you blow a shofar into a bar, or into a dos, or into a barrel, and coil shofar shama yotza. If you hit a shofar, it's yotza. If you coil a vara shama, if you hit an echo, lo yotza. Another halach is, mi shahoya, I skipped the chain on purpose, Mosh, mi shahoya oiver achayre beis akneses, someone who went behind the beis akneses, and he was minding his own business. It was probably like that was a vesika minion. Oh, shahoya beis a samach of beis akneses, his house was next to the beis akneses, shama coil shofar, a kamagili, heard the shofar, or the megillah. Im kivin liboy, if he's mechavin to be yotza, yotza. Mlav, if he was not mechavin, lo yotza. So it turns out like this. Obviously, Zez Shalom and Shalom. You have two guys, Reuven and Shimon. They both heard the same thing. Zez kivin liboy, this guy's yotza, this guy's not yotza. It's all the same thing, but they have to be mechavin. The same, you're hearing the same way, still you have to be mechavin in order to be yotza. The reason why I take Evachain is because there's no shaykh that halacha before. Zogtik Maravait. Tana Rabbanu. We learned in the Brice. I'm going to continue all these, the rest of the Amid, all the halachas about shofar. Tana Rabbanu. Oruch v'katzra. You have a very long shofar and you cut it. It's kosher. They do this all the time. They cut the shofar and then that's kosher. It's not a problem. Gardai, if you smooth it out, you sanded it down, v'amide al-gildai, it's mamish, a thin shofar now. It's kosher also. As long as you have the shofar, it's kosher. Suppose zav, b'makom anachas peh. If you cover it with zav in the place where you put your mouth, it's possible. We said before, chaykas are ban and rashi. What's the pshat? Either pshat is because you're not blowing through the shofar, or you're blowing through zav, or the reason is because your mouth has to touch the shofar. Shloim b'makom anachas peh is kosher. Not makas peh is kosher. Suppose zav b'mefrim. If you covered it, you put a layer of zav in the whole inside of the shofar, possible because you're blowing through the zav. Mibachutz. If you did it from the outside, so it depends. If it changes the sound of the shofar, then it's possible. But if not, then it's kosher. But if it doesn't change the coil of the shofar, then it's kosher. If you had a hole and you stuffed it up, so we'll go with the Ran's pshat now again. Which means after it's closed up, the tekia sounds different, then it's possible. Lav, it's kosher. Take two shofars, put one into the other one. If you're hearing the kol pnimi shama yotza, because that's the one you're blowing. From kol chitzon shama, if you're hearing the chitzon, lo yotza. Why not? So Rashi says the pshat is because you're blowing, you're hearing the pnimi is being mafsik between your mouth and the shofar that the sound's coming out of. Tosfos sounds also more like that it's two or three shofars, the problem is. That it comes as a psul, shofar echron rachmano, loy beza gimel shofars, that's the problem. But upon him, either way, it's a problem if you hear the koil chitzon, you're not yaitza. Tana rabbana, linton abraisa, gardoi, if you stand it down, beim b'fnim, beim b'chutz, kosher. Gardoi, midal gildoi, it's kosher. You stand down so much, it came down to gild, it means down to the skeleton, it's not much nothing, it's still kosher. Like we just learned all these halachas. Now we add another halacha. Hafchai, if you turned it around, we talk about lo yotza. What does that mean? We'll see in a second. So if you turned it around, you talk about lo yotza. Amar Papa, what does that mean? Loi tamer da hafchai kituno. Don't say it means that you turned it inside out. which the Ran says a vadiv turned inside out is no good. But don't say it's only that case no good. It's also no good. Let's say what you did was the mouthpiece you made very big, and the back of the shofar you made it small. You could do this by putting it into fire, into very hot water, and you could make it smaller. And then the halach is that it's no good. My timer. You have to blow the shofar the way it grows on the head of the aisle. And the way it grows on the head of the aisle is that this is the wide part, that's the thin part. It has to be blown that way. Therefore, the Ran speaks out another halacha. Let's say you take the shofar, you don't touch it, you don't move it, you don't change it at all, but you blow it out of the wrong side. Rishali Master Zok the Ran, that filu loy herchiv es akotze. You didn't widen the small part, the kotze es arachiv, or short or narrow the wide part. That's a talk of tzad arachiv. You just turned it around and blew it all the way. Loy yotza. You're not yotza. But Tana, Yav Savanam, and a Meitzah Karasiko. You blow from the Meitzah. That's what it says in the Yashami. And that's brought down the Ran. It's brought down in Shulchan Aruch LaHalacha as well. Like upon them, all these cases, you turn it upside, you turn it inside out, or you widen the narrow and you narrow the wide part, or you do it, you blow it the opposite way. All these cases are problem b'havarta, and you're not yoitza the mitzvah of shofar. Zok the Gemara Vayit. It says in the Mishnah, divik shivrei shofar is possible. If it broke to smithereens and you glued it back together, the halacha is that shofar is possible. This is the reason why, by the way, you need a hechsher on a shofar, because if it has a hole in you, and you stuff it back up, you don't know if the coil changed, you don't know what the coil was before, all these type of things. You have to have a hechsher, because a lot of times, when they're making the shofar, it could get a hole, and they stuff it up, they glue it down. You have to know what's going on there, because it's possible if it was done. Tana Rabban, hoisiv olav kol shuhu. Let's say you added an extension to the shofar. You know, shofar was a small little mini shofar, and they wanted to make it look like a vavatish shofar. So they added on something to it. Say if it was the same min as shofar, say it was not a min. It's possible. Either way, it's possible. And the reason is because the Torah says shofar echad amar achmano, but loy beis or gimel shofar. It has to be one shofar. Nikiv sasmai, if it had a hole and you stuffed up the hole, so then bein b'mina, bein shloim mina, it's possible. We're talking about in a case where even this man the Yama holds that if you soysim the hole, it's a problem of. It's not like our Mishnah. It's a problem of two shofars. Rav Nosson and Naiman, no. B'minoi kosher, shloim min apostle. And Rashi speaks out that b'minoi kosher is dafkav se'enim ha'akav ha'tekiyah. But if it ruins the tekiyah, it's no good. And that pshat, our Mishnah is going like Rav Nosson. So it means like this. The Ran speaks out that our Mishnah that says, nikav ha'sosman ma'akav ha'tekiyah apostle v'lav kosher is talking about in a case where it's the same min. If it's shloim b'minoi, stam is a problem. Why? Because it's not bottle. If it's not bottle in a shofar, it's based shofars. And the Tanakamos, anytime you add on to it, it's called Beis Shofars, and you're not Yotze. Zotim Aravaita, that I'm saying, B'minei Kosher, Omer Rav Yechanon, B'ushin Ashtaya Ruboy. It's only Kosher if you have Reiv of the Shofar. Mechlal, the Shloi B'minei, Ava Pish Ashtaya Ruboy is possible. By Shloi B'minei, even if you have most of the Shofar, it's still possible, because it's not Potl. Ike the Masnila Asefa, which is a Kula, Shloim mina pasul. The only time it's pasul shloim mina, or yechna v'hushin nifchas ruba. Only if it's nifchas ruba. V'chlal, the b'mina afish nifchas ruba is kosher. Even by nifchas ruba, it's still kosher. But we pass like the first lashon. Don't think more about that. Suppose zav mifnim. If you cover it with zav on the inside, pasul. Mibachutz on the outside, it depends. Inside is pasul. Why? Because I'm blowing through the zav. That makes it pasul. If I cover from the outside, it depends. If the curl changed, possible. Mlav, it's kosher. If not, it's kosher. So, what you asked me before, Moshe, that if you cover, like I do Sratila, this is the Gemara, really, from the Gemara, it's very clear. If you cover on the outside, it depends. If it changes the curl, then it's possible. If not, it's kosher. But still, the Mechaber says, you should not color or make pictures on the outside of a shofar. And I think the reason they give there, Mr. Brewer says, is because you don't know what changes. You don't know exactly. You don't know exactly if it changes the curl. Therefore, you shouldn't do it. Nistak la'arka. If it cracks in half to the length, puzzle. La'rachvay. And to the width, it cracks in half. Im nishtaya by shir tekiyah is kosher. La'av puzzle. If there was a shir tekiyah left, then it's kosher. You don't care about the other half. Just this part of the shayf is kosher. Lav, you don't have a shir tekiyah, it's possible. What's called shir tekiyah? V'kam shir tekiyah. Perish shem mil. Kadesh chzenav yodav yir lekan lekan. Has to be enough room that you can see from. You can see your hands. You hold on to it. You can see the shayf from two ends. So the Rosh says that shir is a tefach. And where does tefach have to be? Letzad ha-peh. It means from the mouth, that's how much has to be left over. Tefach, from the mouthpiece and on, it has to be a tefach of a size. That's what it has to be. And it's a big shah if it's the rice of the gapsul or the rabban. This shear is the rice or the rabban. It's mechalik to shayin. Pastor Rosh sounds like it's only the rabban, the shear, but he's zichin a shear for shayfer.
Why wouldn't it be tolerated?
This is not a Shana Mishana Koil because you still have a shofar. So the Mishana Koil is not a really a etzma problem because it says later on in the Gemara that all koilos are kosher. There's no problem with Shana Koil. The problem with Shana Koil there is because then you see it's coming from the steamer and the steamer is not a shofar. It's a different shofar. It's either two shofars or it's not a shofar. So therefore it's a problem. But Mishana Koil alone is not a problem. It's a good aura. Then what I was saying in a second that any koil. Next tomorrow is next Gemara. Hoya. Unless you have a shofar, it's a very thin coil, or very thick, or dry, raspy shofar. Kosher. Shakala coil shame for shofar. All coilers are kosher shofar. That was Moshe's kasha. What do you mean? So what's the problem for? A ma'akav is tekiya. All coilers are kosher. Teretz is, the ma'akav is tekiya just advises, just a gilu, just shows that it's a different part of the shofar, and that's a problem with today's shofars. So, tomorrow about it. Shalchu le'avudah Shmuel, they sent le'avudah Shmuel shayla. If you drill the hole and you talk about yaitza, break them up. Pshita, every single shofar has to be drilled a hole because the metzias is the mouthpiece is solid shofar, solid horn. You have to always drill through it. Of course, it's kosher. Kuli na mik the kosher. Every single shofar you buy is drilled through. Am Ravashi means like this. Shekotchu bezachrusai. No, it's not chaytitz. What does it mean zachrusai? Zachrusai means that in the shofar there's a bunch of cartilage in every shofar. But stuffed into the shofar, full of cartilage, every single shofar. What they do is they cook it up in water and they separate it and they pull it out. Now, let's say you didn't separate it; you just drilled the hole through it, and therefore you can blow a shofar. So halacha is that's what the Gemara's Mechash does is kosher. Why? Because it's called min b'mina. It's the same min. It's not chaytzitz. It's all one shofar, and therefore what's the gevurah lemaisa is a lot of times someone buys a shofar inside the shofar still has some cartilage in it. It's still a little dirty. Like I heard from someone who said, if you smells like a barn a little bit, the shofar, that means it still has cartilage left in there. So you would think it's a problem. No, it doesn't have to be 100% clean because it's kosher, like we've seen in this Gemara. Min b'minoy is not chaytzis. So the Gemara writes, "Send the Mishnah hatikei osech abar osech ados." The halacha is that if you hear the call shofar yaitze, if you hear the call avara, which is pasha means the echo, you're not yaitze. Am Ravuna. This whole halacha that you have to hear the call shofar, not the call avara, is for the people standing on the svasa bar, outside the bar. If you're standing inside the bar, yotzeh, because there you take hear the call shofar, you don't hear the echo. The echo is only people outside the cave. But inside the cave, you hear the shofar. Tanya Nam Hachel, the Braisa, Atkeo Sech, Abro Sech, Ados Yotzeh, Batnan Lo Yotzeh, Aid is a Armish Lo Yotzeh. Must be like Rav Huna is saying, the difference is like this. The Bryce it says Yaitza is talking about for the people in the bar. The Mishnah says Lo Yaitza, people outside the bar. Another Gemara, same exact Gemara. Ika the Romulu Mirma. Some ask if a kasha. Tana, not the Kaya Sech, a bar, a Sech, a dos, Lo Yaitza. I said in our Mishnah, if you blow into a bar, into a dos, you're not Yaitza. Vatanya Yaitza. Aye, the Bryce says Yaitza. The terrace of the kasha is, Rav Huna says, those who are standing inside the bar are takeh the shofar. Outside the bar, you do not hear the koil shofar, and therefore, if you hear the koil avara, you are not yotzeh.